Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows in Chicago and find information about our upcoming show in San Francisco at the Opera House on July 14th. Tickets on sale this Monday. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Paul from Kailua, Hawaii.
Kailua, where's Kailua and which island?
There's three of them, but I live in the one that's on Oahu.
Oahu, wow. And are you from there, or were you lucky enough to end up in Hawaii?
I was a New Yorker.
You were a New Yorker?
And moved out here with my girlfriend and everything I owned in January of 81.
Really, and how have you been enjoying it?
I love it.
Wow.
Let me guess, about 82 degrees, western winds, 15 miles per hour today?
Windward and mocha showers.
Yeah.
He's miserable.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody's got to do it.
Your sadness comes down the line, sir. Paul, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Now, we've been talking about high tech this hour, but now we're going to leave that aside and go into the past. All of your limericks are about the science of archaeology. Archaeology. So here's your first archaeological limerick.
Baghdad's jars rattle round, rather clattery. No, they're not an old, inhumane cattery. Through them, Signor Revolt gets a posthumous jolt. When they're filled, they're a lightly charged...
Battery?
Battery, yes. The Baghdad Battery, one of the great mysteries of archaeology. It's a 2,000-year-old jar with a copper-wrapped iron rod inside. Theoretically, if you put fluid in it, it could hold a charge. Did the ancients invent the battery? Some scientists think it's all nonsense. Others think it was brought to ancient Iraq by a time traveler. Others believe that the jar points toward the meaning of an artifact found nearby, also unexplained, the mummified remains of an enormous rabbit beating a bass drum. All right. Very good. Here is your next limerick.
Down in pyramid lanes, balls would roll. Old Egyptians had great wrist control. Did they know about pins or how to count wins? We just know that they love to...
Bowl?
Right, bowl. Apparently, after the ancient Egyptians invented beer, they came up with an appropriate activity to pursue while drinking it. Bowling! According to an Italian archaeologist, quote, we first discovered a room with a very well-built limestone floor, then we noticed a lane and two stone balls, unquote. The game played by the Egyptians is not exactly the same as the game played today, but the discovery does explain why one pharaoh's consort is depicted in a bas-relief sculpture wearing a nylon shirt with the name Cleo embroidered in the front. All right, you have one more limerick. Let's hear it.
The Stonehenge slabs amplify waves. Ancient beats would make folks misbehave. The pulsating dance would whip up a trance, and the parties just might be called...
Rave?
Yes! Stonehenge! Long been one of the mysteries of the world. Was it a religious site, an ancient observatory? Well, according to Rupert Till of Huddersfield University in England, it was dance party central. Because the huge stone slabs reflect sound perfectly, Till believes that ancient Britons gathered at Stonehenge to listen to repetitive trance-like music. Dance all night, waving their glow gourds about. It also explains why so many prehistoric accounts refer to ancient druids doing the walk of shame across the moors the next morning. Scientists also believe they've traced the origins of the popular rave party drug ecstasy back to Stonehenge. Back then, of course, it was called tolerable misery. Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul got them all right, Peter. Three correct answers, so he wins our prize.
Well done.
All right. Honey, go get the bucket list.
Absolutely. You're done. Knock it off. You got nothing left to do. Your life is now officially perfect. Congratulations and well done.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Stonehenge, where the demons dwell, where the banshees live and